You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another thought-provoking episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and in case you're wondering, this is episode 1052. At least I'm pretty sure that's the name of this, or that's the, 1052, yay. Thank you for joining us. Really glad that you're with us. Really appreciate every single one of you taking the time to call in and leave your question. We need to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you, and you guys are the ones that make the show go. So hop on the computer, hop on the phone, whatever it is, and send us your question. We'd love to hear from you.
Couldn't agree more. We would love to hear from you. Also appreciate if you would take 30 seconds right now to leave a review wherever you're listening to the show. If you're listening to it on Apple Podcasts or Google Play, leave us a review. If you're listening to it on Spotify, leave us a review. We would really appreciate it. Today's question, though, is about when you are trying to work near a prison. Now, I want to listen to this question one more time to learn if it's a state prison or a federal prison, because recently the FAA did actually put out an update on critical infrastructure and federal prisons that were added as no-fly zones. So, really important that you're obviously always checking airspace, because there is very clear federal law now, keyword now, about flying over federal prisons. Key point, you don't want to do it. So we're going to be talking about how this particular case, this particular user, or how drone users in general can navigate the difficult airspace around certain prisons when they're being asked to do certain inspections around neighboring businesses. So excited about this question. Question is brought to you by our friends at GPC Cases. Just goprofessionalcases.com. Personally, I love Rick and Beth, who are the owners of GPC Cases. In fact, they just sent me another cool little case to put my off-road wheels in. What am I talking about? Well, now they have off-road wheels. So if you're like me and you fly from the beach, you fly from, well, the desert, or you like to do long walks on the beach to walk away from people to then fly in peace and harmony, well, then you got to get the GPC wheels for your case, because frankly, they are awesome. Now, if you're like me, you probably have a backpack for your Mavic, or you probably have a Phantom backpack. In fact, someone even this weekend in the Austin mapping class was like, Paul, I love that Phantom backpack that you have. And I was all, GPC cases, baby. Yeah. And he's like, I already have that backpack from the military. Can I buy the foam? And I was like, I don't know. Check out GPC. So just go to goprofessionalcases.com. Make sure you say Drone You sent you and use promo code DRONEYOU15.
Perfect.
Hello, Drone You. This is Paul Werner out in Southern California. I'm a Drone U member and really appreciate all that I've learned from your online video courses. Also, I plan on attending a couple of your classes in the near future. I'm looking at possibly the San Diego class. So my question is, we are developing our own in-house drone program using DJI drones for infrared inspections of solar panels, and also 2D site mapping for construction progress of these solar installations. A couple of our sites are right next to state prisons, and the DJI Go software has a red no-fly zone message when I try to fly there. The prison people are telling me that they might be able to turn off their newly installed electronic fence for drones for another time if I reschedule in a couple of weeks. So, do you know how this works? Can a prison turn off their no-fly zone for an hour or so while I do inspections? If so, would the DJI software let me unlock the drone?
Wow.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Thanks, Paul.
Paul was his name.
Paul was his name, yes.
Paul Werner.
And we'll thank you later. I actually am interested a little bit in who he talked to at the prison that's willing to work with him to that degree.
Well,
that's pretty impressive.
Well, okay, I like the optimistic tone here, right? I like that you're, you know, focusing on the fact that someone was willing to work with him at the prison, even though he flat out lied to him. So, well, I like that you took the positive tone.
Well,
I would have gone in a little different direction.
Not knowingly.
Questionable.
It is questionable. We don't know for
we
sure.
We don't know, right? We don't know.
That's right.
So I didn't mean to shut you down.
No. That's all I was going to say. I just thought that's actually pretty impressive. It's unusual to hear that kind of a story.
It is. And I think also there's a lot of clarification that needs to happen. First of all, if you are flying over federal prisons, it is definitely a no-fly zone. You do have to work with a controlling agency to remove the no-fly zone. Now, when it comes to state prisons, though, hold on. Hold on here, Rob. Got to check the book for a second. Oh, yeah. The FAA is the only group that controls the airspace. So if a state prison, which is not DOD, which is not DHS, has any way to mitigate drones from flying, that's actually a strict FCC violation, and they are operating illegally. Oopsie. So if that state prison really does have a geofence around the prison, oopsie, someone's breaking a whole ton of laws, okay?
So are you suggesting that that is why DJI is picking something up, is because the state prison has actually placed something?
A long time ago, DJI put pretty much every state prison inside of the GeoZone 1.0 and 2.0 because there were so many people smuggling cell phones and cigarettes and
so
all that.
So it makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. 100% it makes sense. Here, the only issue is that when people overstep their bounds or they don't know what they're talking about and they say, like, I'm going to turn off my fence so that you can fly. Hold on a second. Wait. Are you a state agency or a federal agency? Oh, wait, you're not a federal agency? Sorry, you can't do that.
Well, okay? But what I'm suggesting to you is that these people are saying, based on the conversation they probably had with Paul, so if we just turn off our fence, then you can fly? And Paul's probably thinking, yeah, I think so, right? So,
which is not the case either. Yeah.
I don't think any of these folks that are involved in this conversation actually know.
Couldn't agree more.
What's happening.
Couldn't agree more. Okay, so we're talking about a couple different things here. First of all, the pilot with the drone, if he's flying DJI, has to unlock a red zone. We have a video, not very well produced, but we have a video on how to unlock a red zone. Now, typically, in the how to unlock a red zone, you have to showcase that a client is asking you to do something. You have to showcase your driver's license and your Part 107 certificate and say, this is where I'm going, this is what I'm doing, you know, blah, 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 blah. Now, that would be DJI unlocking his drone. That has absolutely nothing to do with the prison. Or excuse me, I guess it's a prison, jail? I don't know.
It's a prison.
I don't ever want to be in either one.
He said state prison.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jeez.
Doesn't matter. We don't care.
It doesn't matter. I don't
want to
be
talking about it.
But what I think is so important is the fact that if he unlocks that red zone through DJI, he should not have to do anything additional with the prison. Now, the prison may be monitoring him, and that is 100% legal, okay? The prison, though, cannot mitigate him in any way, okay? Because that's an FCC violation.
Wait.
And that actually was made extremely clear in a series of regulations that came out of Congress just this year.
Now, let me clarify something else. We're talking about flying near the prison, correct? Not over the prison.
Yes.
Because flying over the prison, we can all see why that could
be troublesome.
Probably would be an issue.
And he has no reason to fly there.
Right.
So we are assuming that he is not flying over the prison.
Correct.
Rather, he is probably a good half mile or a mile adjacent to the prison, which, by the way,
something like that. Yeah.
You know the BCSO jail? You know the BCSO jail?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That jail is right by the drifting racetrack.
Huh.
So literally, like, every time I'm out there, I have to be like, I'm not in the red zone. Okay. So this happens all the time. There's also another way to combat this problem, but out of respect for LEOs, I'm probably not going to give it over the air. So
that's, I appreciate that. And I'm not even an LEO, but I'm on their side.
I am too.
And I know you are.
The thing is, Rob, is that, and what I really appreciate about this particular individual at this state jail is like, look, hey, we're willing to work with you. But I would say if the drone pilot has, like, for example, if I were the drone pilot, I would have the federal preemption in my backpack. I would have the law that DOD and DHS are the only people that can do drone mitigation that was handed down from Congress this year. I would also have that with me. In addition, if, you know, someone comes out there and says, hey, you can't fly here, it's like, I can fly here. I just can't fly over the prison. I'm flying right here to do my inspection. Also, okay, we all, Elio's will get a great laugh out of this. We all know the proper way to operate if you don't want anyone to ask you questions. Do you know what it is?
No.
High-vis vest and a clipboard. You'll be fine. I promise.
That's right.
Just kidding. It's actually kind of true. Anyway, long story short here, Rob, is that, you know, he needs to get the unlock through DJI. He should be able to fly adjacent to a state prison and fly. If he was adjacent to a federal prison, he would actually have to get permission from the controlling agency. It's very clearly written. But because we're dealing with a state prison, remember, the only people who can control the airspace is the FAA. DOD and DHS mandated the FAA to protect these particular points of infrastructure. So that's why that controlling authority is there. When it comes to state prisons, though, totally different. But you should also check state law. Because here's the thing, prisons can control you taking off and landing on their property 100%.
Of course.
And in fact, I'm sure, you know what, it really makes me wonder, and I think I tried to get an answer with Vic on this, is that if the state agency is working with DHS or DOD, that if it's under direct DHS control, they may be able to mitigate. But again, it's my understanding that you have to literally be DOD or DHS to do any mitigation whatsoever. Now, you can know what drones are flying around you. There's nothing stopping that, other than some wiretapping issues that have yet to be tried in tort law. But that being said, sorry, that comes from being the son of a lawyer. That being said, you know, they may be able to monitor the area. They may send officials out there. And that's okay. And you just have to, you know, you have to be prepared. You have to have, you know, everything ready to present to them to say, look, I'm not breaking any laws here. And the law is clearly written here, here, and here. Here's my client asking me to do this. Here's my license. Here's my registration. I'm operating fully legally under federal law. And for those of you stateies, sorry, not sorry, but federal law supersedes state law. And it's so funny how many city councilors I've had to like literally be like, you know, you can't do that, right? And they're like, well, why? I can do whatever I want. It's like, no, you can't. You're in the United States. You have to comply with federal law. Federal law supersedes state law. And they're like, yeah, but unless I cause a big enough stir, I'm like, no. That's not how this works. You got to follow the law.
Right.
Otherwise, it's going to come back. It's going to bite you in a way that you're thinking or maybe in a way that you're not thinking.
That's funny, though. It's got to cause a big enough stir. It's got to register on the... scale.
I got such a kick. That was an Albuquerque freaking counselor.
Well, of course it was.
Oh, I was like, dude, you are in for a whirlwind. Excuse me.
bleep. Sorry, I was a little late with the bleep.
A little whirlwind of information there, man. I said, don't forget the almighty federal government is really trying to do their best, okay? So that's anyway, funny. Long story short, unless there is some sort of state law that I'm not aware of, and that doesn't violate the federal preemption, I'm pretty sure every piece of information that I have given him is correct. He's going to have to unlock the red zone with DJI first. I would then fly, give it a shot, see if it works, because there is no state prison that I'm aware of that is legally allowed to inhibit flight in airspace ever. And I actually would love, I'm going to even follow this up. I'm going to ask our friendly team at the FAA about this, because oftentimes things need clarification.
Yeah.
And we are very grateful for the opportunity to get these points of clarification. Just have to throw that in there. You know who you are. Wink, wink. Love you guys.
Very cool. All right. I think that it's, bottom line, it sounds like he'll be fine. He's just going to have to watch the video on how to turn off the red zone and... go fly.
I'm such a rebel. I'm like, man, I really wish there was a geofence and then they were to shut my drone down. And then I just make a phone call to Ajit Pai and say, Ajit, I got something for you. That's so rebellious and absolutely worst thing to do. Yeah. Literally the worst thing to do.
You're not a fan of the path of least resistance, are you?
In that book that I was telling you about, it was talking a lot about that. And I was like, oh, man. No, but there's just, you know, look, the fact that this prison manager, operator, administrator is willing to work with him, I think says so much. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And we need to focus on that. We need to focus on the fact that he's willing to work with you. I would just go have a conversation with him and say, hey, look, it's my understanding that I actually have to unlock with DJI. You have nothing to do with this. And I unlocked it and here I'm ready to fly.
But out of respect, just want to be in communication.
Out of respect, 100%.
Absolutely.
Communication is key, right?
Absolutely.
Clarity is king.
I feel like we learn that the hard way every single day.
And that's when we could do a great little punch in the face to exit out this show, because, man, what a lesson that we have to learn all the time.
I tell you.
Whoo!
All right. Cool. Thank you.
Got a lot of energy here today, Rob.
We're going to be podcasting till midnight.
Pew, pew! No, I got a meeting in 20 minutes.
Oh, that's right. You better go.
Yeah. But anyway, that does it for today's show. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. Upload that question. We would love to hear it. Also, would love to hear a follow-up from this particular drone pilot and hear exactly, you know, what's going on. Also, greatly appreciate the questions. Really do get some business questions in there. Like, for example, I got something for you. Are you ready? What is the number one avenue that you attract new clients? And are there certain avenues that are working for you, or is there one particular avenue that's working wonderfully for you? Curious.
Hmm.
Curious.
Yeah.
80-20 rule. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. So you're asking for information, though, not a question, right?
I'm asking for both.
Okay.
I'd love to just get some feedback. We've got something up our sleeves for next year that I think a lot of you are really going to like, as far as, you know, getting more people on the show and whatnot. So excited about that. But that's going to do it for us today, guys. Really do appreciate it. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sound have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.